Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You know, this is the perfect song for this segment.
You're a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel.
Mrs. Bitch. That's Nancy Pelosi's nickname. You've got Mr. Grinch. That's the Gavin Newsoms, the Andrew Cuomos, the Grinches that stole Christmas. Then there's the bitches, like Nancy Pelosi. You're a mean one. She even wears the green. You're a mean one, Mrs. Bitch. You want to shut down our economy, but you go get a haircut, then you blame it on the boutique. You're a bitch. Nancy Pelosi's the biggest bitch in the Western Hemisphere. Oh, God. All right. Anyway, let's play Mrs. Bitch in clip three. Lying to you about what Christians and Catholics are saying in response to the forced vaccinations. Here's Mrs. Bitch.
We didn't do it. We couldn't pass legislation until
By the way, here, pause it and restart it real quick. Because seasonally, she's in the Grinch green. Mrs. Bitch is what we're going to call Nancy Pelosi now. She's now... So she used to never wear the face mask because she would be talking to a microphone. You can't hear her. So I'm sorry that she's jumbled. You can't hear. She has a stupid mask on. But remember the backdrop. She said in March, go to Chinatown, go to Chinese restaurants, go to Chinese businesses. There's nothing to be afraid of. And then she's going to sit here and lecture you not to leave your house and to be totally afraid of a virus. So, I mean, again, this woman is a fraud on her face, her own words, her own actions, but she's a criminal in her behavior as a congresswoman who's made untold amount of wealth. How? Nobody knows. Maybe we should audit her or have a special counsel into her. I'm sure we could dig up some dirt. Wouldn't be that hard. But here's Nancy Pelosi lying about what Christians and Catholics are saying in response to forced vaccinations.
We didn't do it. We couldn't pass legislation until now because the administration simply did not believe in testing, tracing, treatment.
Okay, so this is a lie. Pause it right here. So let me just correct the record here. That is a total lie. In fact, that has nothing to do with it. She's saying, oh, we didn't pass the bill because there wasn't proper COVID response. I mean, the lies of this woman is unbelievable. The Democrats refused to pass the stimulus bill. Now, I don't want to pass it anyway, not because I want to see Americans go broke. The government's broke. But she's lying. And then it was Representative Andy Biggs. I have his response to this somewhere here. He called her out for the lie. Yeah. So she says that, oh, we can't pass the bill because there's not people properly responding to COVID. That's a lie. The bill was on their desk. They didn't sign it. But now they have put the bill on their desk to sign it. But Andy Biggs says, we still don't have the text yet for this massive spending bill, and we'll likely be expected to vote on it later today. Another bill we have to pass before the American people discover all the goodies that special interests jammed into it over the past week. So again, this is the Democrats doing it again. Balking and stalling, getting all their special interests, billions of dollars of spending in there, and then saying, oh, okay, you must sign it now, before anybody even has time to read it. I mean, this is total criminal activity. Back to the bitch.
The rest, scientific approach. It had come clear to us now that they believed in herd immunity. Quackery.
No, they didn't.
Springing right from the Oval Office and not denied sufficiently by some of the CDC and the rest.
Look at this woman. This is not a leader. This is a decrepit old witch criminal.
And that gives us hope. A vaccine that is...
No, the vaccine doesn't give us any hope.
People say around here sometimes, I'm faith-oriented, so I don't believe in science.
That's a lie.
And I said, well, you can do both.
So there you go.
Science is an answer.
Get the bitch off my screen. So she says, oh, Christians and Catholics are saying, I'm faith-oriented. I don't believe in science. You will not find a single Christian or Catholic that's ever said that, ever. So she just makes that up. What happened to my body, my choice, by the way? My body, my choice. My body, my choice. My body, my choice. I'm a Christian. I was raised Catholic. You're not going to put the devil's mark on me. You're not going to put me with a foreign substance. My body, my choice. You bitch!
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Ban.Video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
For a Merry Christmas, a Holly Jolly Christmas. So I am a little rambunctious on my diatribes today, and I do have a nasty sentiment towards that woman, Nancy Pelosi. But you know what? We are in the holiday spirit here. We really are. As you can see, we do love Christmas here. We celebrate Christmas here. I really enjoy the Christmas season. The older I get, it's kind of funny. So we, though, don't want to see the Grinch steal your Christmas. And it's probably harder than ever to do Christmas shopping this year with all the mask mandates, and you don't want to go deal with it, and you don't really know what's even open. But we are open at InfoWarsStore.com, and never shut down, and we have huge discounts. But, you know, this is imperative, folks. Building your immune system is the real defense. A vaccine is the fake defense, okay? The immune system, the real defense. The vaccine, the fake corporate government-controlled defense. If you have a vaccine as your immune system, then you're a slave. If you have your own immune system, then you're a free individual. And that's why vitamin D is so important. Now, think about the wickedness. Think about the wickedness of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and the rest to never even mention vitamin D. Never even mention vitamin D. We knew vitamin D right out of the gates. They never even mentioned vitamin D. Oh, then 8 months later, Fauci says, okay, well, we just found out, as if they didn't know, that I think it's like 80% of COVID deaths that are actually COVID, not people that get shot, like 40% of the deaths from COVID in Colorado are gunshot wounds, literally. Not people that get ran over by a car or people that get a motorcycle accident or people that are 90 years old. So the actual flu COVID deaths, 80% of those were deficient in vitamin D. That's why we were promoting vitamin D right out of the gates. That's why Fauci and Gates were saying, no, don't take vitamin D. It's bad for you. But then when the facts came out, then they said, oh, okay, yeah, take vitamin D. Well, our audience is very smart. And so they knew that we had the best vitamin D formula at InfoWarsStore.com, bar none. So they started loading up on our formula, which is Winter Sun Plus. Now, because of that, we were out of the best vitamin D supplement that you can find. We were out of Winter Sun Plus because of that huge rush for people to order it to get the best vitamin D on the market. And then it was even a bigger rush once Fauci and the establishment had to admit, yeah, you do need vitamin D. It's imperative. Well, we already knew that. Our audience already knew that. So it was sold out for a while. But it's finally back in stock. And now it's time to boost your natural defenses with our powerful vitamin D3 and K formula. With winter coming up fast, there's no better time to make sure that you're getting the vitamin D3 your body seeks than with Winter Sun Plus at 50% off right now. So we're giving it, we didn't have to discount it. We discount it because we want you to have it. And it's an update from the classic InfoWars Life formula. Winter Sun Plus contains 100 mcg of vitamin D per serving, as well as vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. Winter Sun's incredible formula works together to promote calcium absorption, support the body's natural immune system, provide the necessary vitamin D for whole body support. And it's the same thing like they knew in the years of the Spanish flu to get sun, because that's how you get the vitamin D naturally, with the sun and then your body naturally producing it. So that's why in the winter it's even you have flu outbreaks and people get more sick because there's not as much sun. People aren't getting as much sun. They're vitamin D deficient. Then they get the flu. Then they get a cough. And then they potentially have a more serious effect or illness that could even lead to death. So that's why vitamin D is so important. That's why they came out and even said, folks, the sun kills the virus within 30 seconds. It's probably like 5 seconds, but they say, oh, just 30 seconds. It's the vitamin D. It's the sun. It's what's so important. And vitamin D and K, both in Winter Sun Plus, work together synergistically to maximize the benefits of both vitamins for your body. And right now, it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, Winter Sun Plus. So get your supply of Winter Sun Plus before it's too late. And you know what? I think I'll take a little dropper of it right here, right now, live on air. Because, you know, they do this whole thing is, ooh, I'll get the vaccine, look at me. And then they fake the vaccine, right? We've seen that, right? How they have the fake vaccine, or there's nothing in the vaccine, or there's no needle. All the different ways they've been caught faking taking the vaccine. Well, I'm not faking this. So this is an actual fresh bottle of Winter Sun Plus just delivered to me for Christmas. And I will actually take the recommended amount right here, live on air, for all to see. Not fake. This is the real deal. All right? Let's make sure. I'll even put it above so you can see it going going into my mouth, and I'm not faking this, right? Hmm. Not much taste there. Very just natural tasting. So it's all in there, folks. The vitamin D, the vitamin K. And it's super absorbable so that your body's immune system can be ready to fight whatever comes up during this winter season. Okay. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything we do here possible. You know, I'm going to briefly touch on this and then really focus on getting through all of this news when we come back from the break. But this was talked about on the American Journal this morning with Alex Jones and a caller. And the story is from Big League Politics. IMF proposes punishing dissidents by lowering their credit score if they go to bad websites. I think this is already going on. I think it's worse than what they're saying. And I think they're able to get away with it because who goes around talking about their credit score? You know, who goes around saying, oh, my credit score this, my credit score that, my debt this, my... No, but it's not really a commonplace conversation. But I have a feeling this is already going on. And, I mean, I quite frankly, I think they just did it to me. So it's a very weird thing. I could be wrong just because I don't really... I'm not a credit score expert, but... It's a weird thing when you literally have no outstanding debt, you've paid all your debts early, and then somehow your credit score goes drastically down overnight. I mean, what? And then they brought this up, because I just get alerts, you know, when your credit score changes, and it was just like, your credit score just dropped this many points. I went from basically a perfect credit score to just, I guess, above average credit score, and at, like, no reasoning whatsoever. Some people say, oh, well, that's because you have no debt. How does that make any sense? So the whole system's rigged either way, but I have a feeling they're already doing this. We already know they're banning people from even opening bank accounts. They're removing people's payment processors. And either they are or they will begin to lower your credit score, or they'll just not even lower it. They'll just put it at zero. And they'll just say, oh, you can't even engage. But see, this is the big trap. You bring in COVID, you collapse the economy, you force everybody into poverty, so then they have to be dealing on credit. So you don't have an income, you don't have savings, you don't have assets, you don't have liquefiable anything, and so all you have is debt, all you have is your credit score. And then you say, oh, well, I need to get a car to go to work, or I need to get this, I need to get my kid, this treatment, I need to do this, I got to get the surgery. Oh, well, You shared InfoWars 10 times in a month, so your credit score is actually zero. You say, well, wait a second, I have no outstanding debt. I've never missed a bill. I own my own property. Well, it doesn't matter. You went to a bad website, so you don't even get a credit score. Oh, well, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you what. Take the vaccine. Give your kids the vaccine or chop your kids' balls off for liberalism, and then you can have your credit score back. So that's where this is going. So you're just in the first phase of this right now. First, you get the entire world broke. You get the entire world onto the debtor economy, which you're basically already in. You just still have some money. You just may still have some savings. You may still have some liquefiable assets and stuff. You may even still have a business that you can make an income on. But once they've erased all that, and you have to go into debt, and you have to have a credit card, then you'll realize how serious this is. Oh, your credit score is zero. Sorry, you can't have a car, you can't have a loan, you can't have that surgery. What? What happened? Well, you visited InfoWars. Well, you didn't get your last round of vaccines. Oh, okay, fine. I'll be a good slave. I'll be a good slave. Just give me my credit score back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Revolution 2.0, 1776 meets 2021 in so many different ways. And the system is rigged against us in all walks of life, many of which you don't even realize until you battle them. Right now, though, in Oregon, and do we have a live feed of this, guys? Yes. Is this live right now? Or is this a replay? Okay, so we are live right now, the Oregon State Capitol building, where dozens, perhaps even hundreds of patriots are trying to take the Capitol right now. Yes, you heard me right. They have the Capitol shut down, and it looks like either the National Guard or somebody there protecting it, and patriots in Oregon have decided they're taking the Capitol building. They have been maced. They have been assaulted. Perhaps even arrests have been made. We're just getting this intel. This is all developing right now. So we've got the live feed. Is there audio of this too, guys? Okay, so we're going to try to also have audio of this feed. But as you can see, there's law enforcement. They've already breached the Capitol building. It looks like it appears a side door. They've breached the Capitol building. They're trying to take the Capitol building, but you have law enforcement there. Now, think about this. If you're in Portland, Oregon, you can literally do whatever the hell you want. Okay? You can take buildings, you can burn buildings, you can loot, you can just take over whole city blocks and just declare them as yours. But if you're actual law-abiding American citizens, they send law enforcement after you when you want to take the state capitol. So it's like this weird thing. Now, of course, it's all very confusing, but it's like if you go to the Oregon State Capitol and you say, we're BLM, we're creating an autonomous BLM zone, then they would stand down. But if you show up and you say, we're American patriots standing up for America, then they come after you. So it's just another example of the law being enforced politically. This is incredible. I mean, folks, you're looking at the beginning of an American revolution right now. This is amazing. We now have the live feed. So patriots in Oregon are trying to take their state back, and the Democrats are sending law enforcement after them. Now, here's the problem. We're pro-police here. We do back the blue. We understand it's a very complex issue. Personally, I am just against all the laws that they have to enforce. And I get in debates with police officers and former police officers and everything about that. And it's a fair debate. I'm against the war on drugs. I'm against traffic violations. There should be a lot less restrictions and measurements. And it should be more, okay, you were speeding. Were you actually putting anybody in danger or not? You're doing crack in a street alley. I'm not going to bother with you. Oh, you're trying to give it to kids. Okay, maybe there's a problem with that. But see, when you look at a situation like this that we're in, and you have a total tyranny that we're facing, and you have one side of the aisle that's allowed to do whatever the hell they want. They can burn, they can loot, they can riot, they can take buildings, they can just anything, whatever the hell they want, and no law enforcement even gets involved or steps in their way or makes an arrest. But then when you actually try to save your country and law enforcement shows up to put a mace in your eye, to put smoke in your face, in your mouth, in your lungs, or beat you over the head when you're just trying to take your country back, now I have to say, I'm anti-police. So
I'm pro-police. I back the blue. I want to get along with police. I respect the police. But as soon as you choose a side, which is what they've done, now I understand, oh, they're just taking orders. Well, who's giving you the orders? It's the same Democrats that have killed the economy. It's the same Democrats that make you wear a mask. The same Democrats that make you vaccinate. So it's the enemies of America giving you the orders. So as soon as you take orders from the enemies of America, you become the enemies of America. Now, I'm not saying the police are the enemies of America. I'm not saying state troopers, National Guard. I'm not saying they're the enemies of America. They could be our number one heroes. But as soon as they start taking commands from the Democrats, they then put themselves in the shoes, in the uniform of the anti-American enemy. And that's the last thing I want to do, is be coming on air, pointing out at police, pointing out at state troopers, pointing out at National Guard, saying, you're the enemy of America. That's the last thing I want to do. But when we're in this situation, and we have everything against the wall, and you know damn well who the enemy of America is, and you know damn well who's giving you these illegal, tyrannical orders, you know damn well it's Democrats, mayors, damn well it's Democrat governors, and damn well it's Democrat judges and prosecuting attorneys and all of it, and you sit there and you let them do it while the Democrat militant wing, BLM and Antifa, get to run roughshod in every county, every city that they want, and you do nothing? Yeah, you just put on the SS uniform, you just put on the Nazi swastika, you just hailed Hitler. So, again, the last thing I want to do is point out at a law enforcement officer and say, you're the enemy of America. But I'm always going to call it as it is. I'm going to call a spade a spade. So, those officers that just did this to these patriots, you are now the enemies of America. And I hope you wake up and realize what's happening in this country, because you're just going to be put in the front lines. You know, that's what these people, these leftists, don't understand. That's what Black Lives Matter and Antifa and these law enforcement officers don't understand. The globalists and the Chi-Com Democrats are literally using you as a human meat shield. Do you understand that? We the people will go through you if we have to. We don't want to. We would much rather you just get out of the way or join our ranks. But the Democrats are using these law enforcement officers as a human meat shield. And so, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And you know what? I don't want any harm to come to these officers, but at the same time, I'm cheering on these patriots to do whatever they have to do. Because this is a battle for America, and it's on. And we're not going to sit here and stand by while all of our rights are eroded, and you allow the militant Democrat wing to take over our cities with BLM and Antifa, and you allow the tyrannical Democrat wing to shut down our free market, and then you sit there at the Capitol building and do their bidding as a useful human meat shield to stop us from getting to them? Yes, you are now the SS Nazi officer taking orders. So I suggest, if you're listening to this and you're a police officer, if you're listening to this and you're in the National Guard, if you're listening to this and you're a state trooper, you need to tell everyone within your ranks to stand down when American patriots show up and say, we're taking this country back. You do not want to be the ones that engage in this fight. You didn't sign up to fight a civil war. Don't do it. You did not sign up to stop our rights. So don't do it. And those thousands of patriots in Oregon right now at the state capitol building, they are well within their rights and even beyond their rights to do what they're doing today. And they're heroes for doing it. And let me tell you, folks, speaking from experience, when you go into a situation and you know damn well you're about to get arrested and go to jail, you have to bite that bullet and you have to take it, because you know what you're doing is for the greater good. And you know what you're doing is going to be an example for other Americans to see, follow, and recreate. So let me tell you, whatever happens in Oregon today is going to happen in every single state in the next 30 days. This is huge. We're going to continue to monitor this situation. I stand and I salute these patriots in Oregon. Take your capital back. Be the voice. Be the leader.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying in some nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they get vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record. It does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
There's a big list of essential vitamins and minerals. Meaning if you don't have them, you will die of the deficiency. But when it comes to immunity, vitamin D3 is right up there at the top. And over 40% of Americans in national studies
are deficient in vitamin D3. Well, InfoWars sold out more than 2 months ago of our best-selling product, Winter Sun, with high-quality vitamin D3 and K that helps with the absorption and also boosts the immune system. That's why it's a plus product. Whenever we have a product that we've upgraded or added to or made stronger, we call it plus. Well, Winter Sun Plus has vitamin K as well. It's been sold out for several months. It came back in last week, but we always have to wait till we get a certification test back, and we got that in this morning. So after being sold out for several months, it is ready to ship to you right now. For adults, for children, for women, for men, everybody needs vitamin D3. But if you work indoors and you don't get a lot of sunlight, you absolutely need to supplement with high-quality vitamin D3, because a lot of people don't absorb vitamin D3 properly in the gut. You absorb it under the tongue, and that's why you take Winter Sun under your tongue. It tastes great naturally. Turns out vitamin D3 really tastes sweet and delicious. And Winter Sun has been sold out again for several months. It's back in stock. And when you purchase it from us, it funds the InfoWar, which again is a 360 win. And I went out and talked to the top labs in the country, like with all our products. This is the best D3 you're going to find out there. Been selling it for, I don't know, 6-7 years. They recommended a few years ago, hey, you ought to upgrade it with some vitamin K. It helps with the absorption. And so there you go. It's vitamin D3 and vitamin K. Winter Sun, back in stock at InfoWarStore.com. It's $19.95. You're not going to find a high-end liquid vitamin D3 like this anywhere near that price. And, of course, there's a lot of other great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now as well. But I want to thank all of you for your support. I am working right now. I did the early morning show today, the new show, American Journal. But Owen is doing a great job here on the main transmission. I just want to encourage this live audience to take action and to stock up. By the way, if you order today, pretty much anywhere in the lower 48, you'll get before Christmas. Even tomorrow, you'll get it in more than half the country if you get the order in and it ships out. So it makes a great stocking stuffer, makes a great gift. Get your Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com today, or call toll free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And thanks for keeping us on the air in the face of the globalist onslaught. It's now important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. So thank you all.
Thank you, Alex. Back here live in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, and I am shaking right now. I'm not somebody that normally gets like shaky like this, or like, you know, feels the pressure of a situation, and that's not what it is. But what's happening in Oregon right now is, I mean, I got all this news that I need to cover, but the dichotomy of what's happening in Oregon right now is so imperative for people to understand, because it's everything. And this is basically the Battle of the Bulge. This is potentially the shot heard around America. Whatever happens in Oregon today will determine what happens in the rest of the states around this country. And I'll tell you, I'm sickened at the behavior of these police officers. I'm sickened. You make us sick. You have now become the Nazi SS soldiers just doing your job. You are now becoming the foot soldiers of the Chinese Communist Party. And these police officers make me sick. Make my blood boil. Now, let me explain this, because it's very complex as we have the live feed going. This is live in Oregon. Again, this is the state capitol in Oregon. Thousands of patriots showed up today to take their Capitol building back, which is rightfully theirs, and the scum in blue are stopping them from doing it and arresting people and assaulting people and spraying them with mace. And it makes me sick. So let me explain this dichotomy here as this is happening live and we're tuned in. So the police in our country, law enforcement in our country, have been politicized. One side of the aisle wants to respect the police, stand with police, back the police, keep them funded and the morale high. Another side literally wants to kill the police. They want to kill the police. They want to defund the police. And that's the dichotomy. Now, one side, which is the side that wants to support the police, decides that the country is in danger and they're going to have to do some drastic action by taking back what's rightfully theirs, the state capitol building. That belongs to we, the people. But now the officers are there stopping them, assaulting them, arresting them, and spraying them with mace. Why?
Well, because they're being told to do that by the Democrats that run their state. These are the same corrupt Democrats that work for the Chi-Coms. These are the same corrupt Democrats that call for defunding the police. And these are the same corrupt Democrats that let Black Lives Matter and Antifa run roughshod on the police. And the police can do nothing. So Antifa and BLM are literally above the law because that's what the Democrats have created now in the system with the police and law enforcement. But any conservative Trump supporter is a criminal on site and has no rights. But you say, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would the police, why would law enforcement be taking illegal orders from the Democrats that want them dead and not be standing with the patriots that want to respect them, work with them, and back them and make sure that they're funded and respected and their morale is high? Well, see, this ultimately is the biggest catch of all, and this is why the globalists have us in their Venus flytrap, folks. And it's the same story of all time with the Nazis and anybody else. Well, why are the police doing it? Well, it's their job. They're just doing their job, and they need a paycheck. It's hard to get a paycheck in this country anymore. Half the country shut down. But see, they still get to collect their paycheck, the ones that are lucky enough not to be defunded or shut down yet. But so imagine, you're a Democrat or you're Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You literally want police dead. You get to break the law all day long without any discipline. And now the country's being destroyed. People's livelihoods are being destroyed. So then people decide they're going to rise up and legally and lawfully, peacefully protest and take their capital back. And then the same Democrats who want these police officers dead tell them to go out and protect them from the patriots taking their building back. And they do it because why? They need money. They need the money. They need the job. And so now these police officers are putting their own bottom line and their own paycheck ahead of everything else. Everything that is right, everything that is God-given in our rights, and everything this country stands for. And it really makes me sick because this is what's going to happen here. The police are going to become our enemy. And that's the last thing I want to see because the police are not my enemy. The police have never been my enemy. But now the police will become we the people's enemy if they become the frontline foot soldiers for the Chi-Coms, for the globalists, for the Democrat Party, for Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Look at that pig spraying an innocent woman. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. This is something right here, folks. And they won't cover this on mainstream news, by the way. They won't even mention any of this. See, but again, notice, where is the left? Where is Black Lives Matter? Where is Antifa? Let's just send them in. They're allowed to kill police. They're allowed to attack police. They're allowed to take over buildings. See, that's the problem. When you fly an American flag, you don't have any rights. But if you fly a Black Lives Matter flag, then you can kill police and do whatever the hell you want. So, I mean, I say this tongue in cheek, but seriously, it's almost like if they can't breach the full building and take it over today, they should all come back tomorrow with Black Lives Matter flags. I'm not joking about that. Because it just shows, as an example, how there's two sets of rules. And then the optics of Black Lives Matter supporters getting attacked by police. The optics of Black Lives Matter not being able to break the law. The optics of Black Lives Matter not being to create an autonomous zone. It'll send the entire media paradigm into a spiral. Everybody observing and watching will finally realize what the hell's going on. So I got all this news, but I'm going to continue to monitor this situation. This is battle of the bulls potential right here. And I am with these Oregon Patriots in heart and spirit and mind. I hope they have victory today.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Boy, I am real hot and bothered right now. Oh, boy. We've got a guest host for the War Room today. And because, quite frankly, kind of like Alex has like 100 things to do off air, he just never takes off air. You ask him done. It's kind of the same thing here. I've got Democrats trying to put me in jail right now, and I got to take care of some legal stuff that's like impossible to do. But I may have to come onto the War Room too today. But it's like, what do I do? Do I fight this legal stuff to try to stay out of jail, or do I try to help the Republic free itself? But let me just say this. I got to get to this news as we're monitoring this situation in Oregon. You know, one of the biggest things that sparks a revolution, specifically a righteous one, is giving the revolutionaries a physical enemy to attack and then to use that for motivation. And I'm not saying I want that to be the police.
I don't want that to be the police. That's the last thing I want. I want the police to realize they need to stand down in this situation, just like they stand down for Black Lives Matter or Antifa, that literally wants them dead and kills people in the streets, that they never seem to want to do law enforcement then. And if that's because they're getting illegal orders, and they need to recognize those illegal orders and fight against them. But see, let me tell you something right now. If you give Trump supporters, if you give quote-unquote right-wingers, or you give these patriots an actual physical enemy to attack, you've just gifted them, bad for you, good for the Republic, the greatest gift they could ever ask for. And that's an actual physical enemy to attack, to bring down, that will actually mobilize people in this fight. Now, again, I don't want the police attacked. Conservatives and Trump supporters are not the people that attack the police. That's the Democrats. That's BLM. That's Antifa. But now you're getting in our way. And we've seen you let the radical left terrorize our streets for an entire year. And all we want to do is take our capital back, and you dare mace these people and assault these people and arrest these people when we have watched you stand idly by while the Democrats have terrorized us, murdered us, destroyed our business, $2 billion in property damage, and you didn't do anything, and now we show up at a peaceful protest and you shut us down? Boy, I hope you know what you're doing. Because if you don't, you're about to find out. But Oregon is setting the example for the rest of the country right now. We need this in every state capitol building. And in fact, that's why I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of upset at President Trump for doing this whole January 6th thing, because it's just more like herding cats. It's like, we can march in D.C. all these different times. We don't even organize. Trump just throws out a date, and it's like, okay, well, now I guess we're all going, and then we'll be there again. No. Trump needs to say, every state on this day, take your capital back. Just like they're doing in Oregon. And let's and see, but and then you put all the onus on the local leaders, and you put all the onus on police to draw their lines. Are you with us, or are you with the Chi-Coms? Are you with America? Or are you with the Democrats? Are you with freedom, or are you with tyranny? And you know what? If some of the police have to hang up their hats and hang up their badges, then guess what? Welcome to the real world, where a lot of people have lost their jobs, where a lot of people go home not knowing how they're going to put food on the table, or not knowing how they're going to pay for their Christmas gifts. But if you sign on to the New World Order and you sign on to the Democrats and the Chi-Coms, then understand they have successfully made you a meat shield. A human meat shield to stand in the way of us stopping the corruption. And believe me, that scenario for you is much worse than not having a job for a couple weeks or a month, which is probably about how long this whole thing would take. But I'll tell you, all the Trump supporters that chant back the blue, all the Trump supporters that say stand with the police, you're going to lose about half of them when they see videos like this. Let me just tell you. Because as much as we want to back the blue and get along with police, we'd rather see all of you out of a job and us get our country back than sit here and have to play games with you or negotiate with you. That, hey, we're in a battle for the Republic. If you don't get that by now, you're either willingly standing in the way or you're in for a rude awakening. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens in Portland. Excuse me, see what happens in Oregon. Salem, Oregon is the capital. Not too far from Portland, where, again, Black Lives Matter and Antifa is allowed to just roam the streets, killing people, doing whatever the hell they want, taking over businesses, taking over government buildings. It's just ridiculous. And then you, a law-abiding citizen, can't even go into your state capitol building. This is a major demarcation line today, and I believe the dominoes will fall. But you know, this whole thing, January 6th in D.C., we'll see what happens, if anything. It's just odd to me that we've already had two of these major things, and the president never really gave them any juice, and then he wants to juice this thing on January 6th. People are going to be juiced out by the inauguration is what I'm afraid of. And that's why I think it's time to act locally. And I'll tell you, you know, the reason why Alex is trying to take a break, and I encouraged him to this week, is because we are about to enter the fourth quarter of this battle, folks. Or maybe we just finished the fourth quarter and we're going into sudden death overtime. But, you know, the point is, you need your best players to be rested and ready to go for this final level, not worn out and injured. That's why I took some time off when my voice went out. But, I mean, this is what the American Revolution is going to look like in 2021. What's happening in Oregon? Oh, my gosh. And you know what, though? Seeing the videos of the police assaulting the Patriots in Oregon, it really hurts me because I think they liked it. And I think a certain level of their consciousness or a certain number of these officers, they've signed on to the Democrats, folks. They've signed over, and they've become the new Nazis. They've become the new Nazi SS foot soldiers. So you have the brown shirts, which is Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and now you have the SS soldiers, which is the police officers illegally enforcing Democrat mandates. And look at that. Look, when you have a police officer standing there macing an innocent woman in the face, you're gone. You're no longer one of us. We no longer like you. We're no longer going to stand with you. You're done. Okay? So that officer needs to be fired and arrested. Absolutely. And I'll tell you again, hey, Black Lives Matter and Antifa are severely misguided and brainwashed. But boy, oh boy, I'll invite them right now to join our side to fight these police. How would you like that? So maybe that's what needs to happen. Hey, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but you know what? We want to stand up against the establishment here. We've identified them. Join us. What would happen if that was Black Lives Matter and Antifa storming that Capitol? You know what would happen? The police would stand down. Oh, but because it's a Trump flag and an American flag, you get maced, you get hit with a billy club, you get arrested. But you know damn well, if they had Black Lives Matter flags, they would be escorted into the state capitol and probably given the keys to the building. So, you know, maybe that's what these people need to do. Let's send 100 Black Lives Matter flags to Oregon, and let's give them the Black Lives Matter flags. They can chant Black Lives Matter as they take the capitol back, and then the police will give them a red carpet treatment, give them everything they want. So it looks like they're removing the covering off of some war memorial, perhaps, here. This is incredible to watch. We're going to be monitoring this. I've got guests coming up. I haven't even gotten into this news, all the COVID hoax news. I mean, you know it's a hoax. It's just more of the total proof that it's a hoax. Like, for example, in Denmark, they had no shutdown, no mask mandate. And then they instituted mask mandates in August. And you can see the graph here. So as soon as they instituted mask mandates, COVID numbers shot way up, and then they doubled down on it, saying you had to wear a mask everywhere, and then the COVID numbers went from basically nothing to all-time highs. The mask spreads COVID. The mask spreads COVID. Of course it does. You walk around all day sticking your fingers in your mouth and your nose, you're probably going to get a virus. Well, imagine now you're walking around with your fingers in your nose all day long in the form of a face mask. Yeah, it spreads disease. All right, we're going to continue to monitor this situation. We've got big guests coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.